from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with Valerie Delia. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, Lonnie Perkins. And if you, friend, are in advance of heading out to your Broadway show tonight, thank you for spending some time with us before you go. If you're just getting well lubricated with that first or second Negroni for your Friday evening, like I will not say whether or not I am, we welcome you as well. Christine Nicholas, the lightweight, she drinks like the Shirley Temples and stuff at the things that we go to. But that's why she's always so much more easy to understand by the end of the night than I am. Anyway, Christine, good to see you back.
Well, it's always good to see you, Kevin. That is Kevin, isn't it?
Exactly. So, very busy time in New York, particularly for Broadway, and the Actors Fund had its big gala this week, and some news coming out of there we're going to get to. There's this other thing that you were just telling me about off air called the Roadshow that we need to talk about, and the Tonys have issued their nominations, and our buddies Peter LaDuane and company over at Paradise Square, they got more than a couple of nods, and it's going to be an exciting Tony season here. I don't know about you. I feel like this is going to be really exciting.
Oh, my goodness, it is. Yeah, we want to wish them all the best. I mean, they got 10 Tony nominations.
Wow.
For Paradise Square, which is really terrific. You know, 6 the musical. Also, Mr. Saturday Night, MJ, the girl from the North Country, and A Strange Loop. Those are the best new musical in that category. You know, for Best Revival, Caroline or Change was nominated. And remember, we had Samantha Williams with us at Hunt and Fish. Company and The Music Man, which has really become such a hit as far as a box office hit, right? I mean, so that's still doing great.
So let me ask you about that, because people ask this about movies all the time, and I have more experience in the film industry than Broadway. But the commercial success of a show compared to its critical acclaim, do they tend to go a little bit hand in hand? If you've got two great performances, but one blew the doors off every night and sell out, and the other just had a trickle, even if the performances were comparable, is there a little bit of a nod by the industry to say, well, the one that was commercially successful did a little bit better?
No, not. I mean, the Tony nominators really look at really what is the content. They look at the artistic value, and very rarely do they play into effect the...
So it's straight substance. It has nothing to do with performance.
In many times you've seen, like, for example, Mamma Mia was pretty much shunned by the nominators back then. You know, I'm talking 20 years ago, but it just resonates so well because it became a box office hit and it ran for something like 12 years, you know?
Yeah.
So it was incredibly successful, not only in New York City on Broadway, but then on the road. And that is another thing that's happening this week, Kevin, and I had the pleasure and honor of attending the Broadway League's Road Conference. It's a spring road conference, which takes place every year, but they haven't had it in 2 years during the pandemic. So, and this is when all of the theaters from outside of New York, all across America, they come to New York to get that sneak peek of Broadway. It's a conference at the Hilton, and it was amazing to be at a trade show again. Basically, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the industry coming together. And they have experts tell them, you know, what these shows are about. They meet with the directors, they meet with the critics, and they get this first glimpse of what's going to be on the road probably in a year or so. So some of the shows that are brand new, like POTUS, for example, I went to see that. And, you know, that will, maybe it'll be on the road, maybe it won't. But, you know, they're also seeing The Music Man, Mr. Saturday Night. They're seeing MJ and the Girl from the North Country. I mean, these are the things that will most likely tour after being on, you know, an initial run in New York City.
Yeah. Well, that had to be encouraging to see that gathering come back. And that's going to be good news for people in Chicago and L.A. and all over that that these shows go to. I remember seeing most of the Broadway shows that I had seen in my life, obviously, before moving to New York. I had all seen exclusively when they were on the road. And those traveling casts, you know, they put up some great performances as well. I mean, it's not... It's never the same as being here in the Big Apple.
And also, this is the road conference where when they go to these cities, and not just Chicago and Boston, San Francisco, LA, but like Owensboro, Kentucky, or Cincinnati, or Cleveland, they have to be actually like approved by the Broadway League and Broadway Across America, where they're actual sponsored Broadway shows. You know, so they have this high quality.
Right.
Now, there could be theaters that, you know, run, a version of, the big show would be, you know, Anything Goes or whatever. But if it's not the Broadway show, like through Broadway Across America, you may not be seeing the talent. And there was a lot of debate on this, on whether or not Broadway New York City should embrace these road shows. Right. Because is it diluting the value of coming to New York City and really seeing the real Broadway show? Because there really is nothing comparable to a Broadway theater crammed
Correct.
In there.
Correct.
But, you know, my view of it, having been the head of NYC and Company, which is trying to bring people inbound, not to get people to go to Chicago to see Hamilton. I want them to see Hamilton here in New York City. But, you know, the people of Chicago may not really have a chance to go to New York all that often. But if they see Hamilton, they'll then want to go to New York to see the real, you know, the original sort of theater that Hamilton played in. So I think it's a tourism generator.
Yeah, no, I think that you're right. And I think that it serves as the very best advertisement for why people should want to go to New York. I mean, that's one of the reasons. If you live in a part of the country where they don't have any of these shows that ever come see them, you wouldn't even know that Broadway exists, you know, on some level. But if you have, so if you're, if for instance, when I was going to college and lived in Chicago, you know, we had, Phantom, we had, what else came through? I mean, there were a few things that did, but you were always like, oh, that's the traveling cast, man. I wonder how much better it is to go to New York and see the real thing. And then of course you do, and you're like blown away and you want to come back again and again. So I'm, you're spot on there in terms of like how the marketing works. I think it's the best advertisement that you can have for what Broadway is in those far reaching fingers across America. Mm-hmm. Anyway, more on that, and congrats to Peter LaDonne and Paradise Square. So proud of you guys. What a very interesting show, and first year that it's up and going, and friends of the show. They were with us at Broadcast for Broadway, the last one we had, and I'm going to be pulling for them. I hope they do really well on Tony Night. Speaking of Tonys, we may have another Tony centric Broadcast for Broadway to announce for you soon. So be listening and looking for that information as we come about. We're thinking we will let you know very, very soon on that. Coming up next, what went down with the Actors Fund this week? Joe Benincasa rejoins us here at Radio Night Live.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
2000 Mules, the explosive new movie from Dinesh D'Souza, executive produced by Salem Media Group, tells the story of the ones who tried to hijack a presidential election and exposes the jaw-dropping evidence about what really happened in November of 2020. Visit 2000mules.com to get your tickets today for this one-of-a-kind virtual event. That's the number 2000mules.com. The truth has finally been exposed. Thousands across the country are attending the nationwide theatrical release. In case you missed it, or you want to see 2000 Mules again, watch the special virtual event from the comfort of your own home May 7th. See the movie that Donald Trump calls a real blockbuster and participate in a live audience Q&A with Dinesh D'Souza, Eric Metaxas, Larry Elder, and others. Watch on any device with a web browser. Showtime begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on May 7th. Visit 2000mules.com to get your tickets today for this one-of-a-kind virtual event. That's the number 2000mules.com.
You have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you. Get great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials. Get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. Mike's newest product is MyPillow towels, made in the USA with 100% USA cotton, offering a six-piece set of bath, hand, and washcloths in a variety of colors, originally priced at $109.99, now for a limited time reduced to $39.99. You heard right, $39.99 with the promo code AM970. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Call 800-651-0798 for these great specials. That's 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. I met the chief architect, a very remarkable man, actually. And he's dedicated to reducing human pain. It's a pretty good goal. It works. And if it doesn't work, you'll know it within 3 weeks. That's what they tell you. So they give you a special cheap price for 3 weeks, $19.95. So if you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it will work for you. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it, and they've ordered more. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF, the number 4-RELIEF, to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
When you listen to this station, you get the idea of why we exist and what we can do to make this a better place. We all know that America is not what it should be. The hosts of this channel are not willing to accept it the way it is. These hosts want to build America back and make this country the leader on the world stage. It can be done. Stick with us to find out how. AM 970, The Answer. Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com. And now, back to Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, I'm going to keep teasing you. Coming up, if you like big band, you just want to stick around. I'm saying a little bit later in the show, we got a big reason for you to stick around if you like big band. That's all the hint I'm going to give you. Christine Nicholas, my counterpart on these Friday nights, my co-host on the Fun Fridays, as we name them around here. Our next guest was our very first guest of the first of the Fun Friday shows that we did. But reintroduce our longtime friend.
Well, and it doesn't have to be March 19th to have Joseph Benicasa on for St. Joseph's Day. But
that's right.
Joe Benicasa is a good friend to Radio Night Live because he's a great friend to New York City and to the New York City entertainment community. Head of what has been known as the Actors Fund for a good 140 years. But Joe Benicasa joins us tonight with some interesting news about the Actors Fund. So, Joe, welcome back to Radio Night Live. And I know you had this big, big gala to kick off the week at the Marriott Marquis. It was really something else to be at the Marriott Marquis with probably 600 and some odd people and enjoying being together. But it was also the day that the Tonys were nominated, right? So I happened to be seated at the table with Peter LaDon, who is I guess the top producer, one of the top producers at
Paradise Square.
Paradise Square. Yeah. So talk about that.
Oh, and I had the privilege of being with Michael Presser from Inside Broadway, our good friend, and also Tom T. Square from the Times Square Alliance. It was really a special night. So welcome back, Joe. Tell us about the Actors Fund or what was.
Yeah, and Christine and Kevin, you know, for 140 years, since 1882, the Actors Fund was called the Actors Fund. But that at that time, everyone in show business was an actor. So the Actors Fund has always helped everyone involved in show business. And that's something we've always done, and it's important. And it's done all over the country. So on Monday night, after a four-year rebranding study, talking to all of our constituents around the country, members of all the unions, guilds, the employees of the theaters and the studios, we introduced a brand new name. And a brand new tagline and our first ever logo. The name of the organization is Entertainment Community Fund. And that name embodies everyone working in radio, in television, in film, in every aspect of the entertainment community, every aspect of the business. Our tagline is supporting a life in the arts. Since our 24 programs address young people working in entertainment and older people, you know, who are in retirement or, you know, not doing so well. And then our beautiful new logo, and I know your listeners can't see the logo, but you can see it on billboards in Times Square and in Los Angeles. You know, it's two spotlights with a heart in the middle and an A embedded in it. And it's just a beautiful, spectacular, colorful logo that's going to become more and more prominent. Now, on Monday night, we were in Times Square at the Marriott Marquis, which we love, but we were also in the Paramount lot in Los Angeles. So we had a bi-coastal gala with honorees in both locations. Bob Wankel, the chairman and CEO of Schubert's, was honored in New York together with Mercedes Rule. And also in Los Angeles, we honored the Bob Backish, the president and CEO of Paramount Global. I think I got that right, because they just rebranded. We tend to think of them as Viacom and CBS. And Uba Azuba, Azubo, okay, the wonderful award-winning actor. And so these four people were honored in conjunction with the beautiful video that was produced by Brooke Kennedy, who's a trustee who produces The Good Fight, The Good Wife, lots of television, and written by Chris Kaiser, immediate past president of the Writers Guild of America, who's got a new show on HBO Max called Julia, which is about Julia Childs.
It's an incredible series, too. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, what's wonderful about the Entertainment Community Fund, formerly the Actors Fund, is the fact that our board represents every aspect of the entertainment community. The presidents of the unions, guilds, all the theater owners, and lots of talent, like our chair, who you all know, Brian Stokes Mitchell, okay, who's just been remarkable and great. And people like Annette Bening and B.B. Newworth. And we have a ton of wonderful people who support the Actors Fund in terms of our board of trustees, but also in all the other councils and committees that we have. So we have about 350 volunteers all over the country. And we're very excited about extending our services to through this digital platform, which we refined during the pandemic. You know, we went from helping 20,000 people a year to more than 65,000 people. You know, we provided $27 million in direct financial assistance. We kept all of our residences, most especially our seniors' residence in Englewood, New Jersey, COVID-free, which is just a remarkable achievement, I think, for our staff. And all of our buildings have been COVID-free. And during the pandemic, we launched a $125 million construction project on Hollywood Boulevard. It's affordable housing, a name for Cicely Tyson, and a new building with our new offices named for the very much alive Rita Moreno. And so we're going to be doing an event later in June, just as we kick off construction of that second building. So we're very proud of what this organization has done, very proud of our leadership, and very proud of the fact that we have a name now, which reflects who we help and how we help.
Well, Joe, I think that, first of all, congratulations on all that. And thank you for taking a tiny bit of time to be with us. A guy that's keeping that kind of schedule, I don't think you get much sleep. It sounds like you're really on the go. But for people that have not been familiar with the Actors Fund, you have offices not only in New York and Los Angeles, but also in Chicago. And you mentioned the home in Englewood. The vision 140 years ago had to be a little bit different than it is now. You talked about the digital age, and you talk about expansion into entertainment and, you know, even radio and other entities. What is the vision going forward when we come back from this next break, as compared to, say, maybe where it was at when you did start 140 years ago? Because New York was a different place. The entertainment industry certainly was a different place. And any time that anybody says the word radio, I'm always excited for them to remember that we were the first visual medium. We were there in people's minds before television or you know, any of the other ones were. And it scratches my itch in my heart where it's at. Anyway, coming right back, Christine Nicholas, Joe Benacasa, the Entertainment Community Fund, the new name of what used to be the Actors Fund, when we continue. Radio Night Live.
MagnaFlood has been a leading name in outdoor and area lighting for over 70 years. Family-owned and operated since 1951, they've built a loyal following by maintaining control over the manufacturing and production process and with their outstanding customer service. From CAD to completion, from drawings to finishing fixtures, everything is done all under one roof. MagnaFlood supplies lighting solutions for the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, the School Construction Authority, New York State Bridge Authority, and the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, among others. If you've ever driven over the Brooklyn Bridge or taken a trip to Grant's Tomb, you've seen MagnaFlood's incredible lighting. They've recently manufactured over 18,000 new lighting fixtures for installation on New York City streets and in parks, as well as in cities across the country. With their manufacturing facility in the heart of Long Island, their in-house capabilities include molding, welding, painting, fabricating, and much more. Call 631-226-1000 or visit MagnaFlood.com for your outdoor lighting needs. MagnaFlood, lighting your way.
In 2008, I wrote the book, The Dumbest Generation. This is Mark Bauerlein. My first book chronicled the millennials who spent time staring at screens with extravagant hopes of a high-tech future. They were confident, optimistic, ambitious. Technology was to make millennials the smartest generation. In truth, it robbed them of faith, patriotism, history, art, literature, civics. The mentors didn't give them beauty and truth and greatness. Instead, millennials have looked for answers in utopian dreams of perfect justice and universal happiness that will only disappoint them. At age 30, they go for cancel culture. My new book, The Dumbest Generation Grows Up, From Stupefied Youth to Dangerous Adults, lays out the wreckage and shows how to rescue the next generation. If you'd like to learn more about my work, listen to my podcast at First Things Magazine, www.firstthings.com, www.firstthings.com.
From best-selling author Mark Bauerlein, get the essential new book, The Dumbest Generation Grows Up, available wherever books are sold.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at am970theanswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, we are very glad to have you with us on this spectacular Friday evening. And again, if you like big band, just saying, you got to stick around. We have a really fun treat for you coming up next segment. But Christine Nicholas, Joe Benacasa was our very first guest on these Fun Friday broadcasts. And Joe, you've been doing great work for a long time. I think you joined the fund in, what, 89? But it predated you by a couple of years. Talk to us about what it was like when it was founded. What were the issues that they were facing? Why did they feel it was important to form? And then what is the next vision for what is now the Entertainment Community Fund? And what are the next steps that you want to take?
Well, in 1882, when everyone was called an actor, actors, people in the show business, could not be buried in consecrated ground. No church or synagogue would bury them. So our founders founded two cemeteries, one in Valhalla, New York, and the other in Brooklyn. And so a lot of prominent people were buried instead of, in unmarked graves and Potter's Fields, they were buried properly in Actors Fund cemeteries. We still maintain those cemeteries. And still people are interred there. So in 1882...
So I just have to ask, I mean, you know, back in 1882, why were actors not allowed to be buried in a Catholic or a Jewish cemetery?
Yeah, it's a good question. And it's because they were looked down upon, you know, as loose women and and men who were not earning an honest living, which was wrong. It didn't help that John Wilkes Booth was an actor, and he assassinated Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah,
one of the founders of the organization was his brother, who was forever ashamed, you know, of what his brother had done, and the shame that it brought down on the profession. So he was one of our founders, along with Buffalo Bill Cody and a lot of other prominent stars of the day. Hmm. And they really went to work to rebuild the reputation of people working in show business, and establishing an organization that could help people in show business get through tough times. Because we all know that, you know, life in the arts is filled with ups and downs, and from not having health insurance to needing a little financial help. And so that was all very important. So the organization has evolved over time. Housing was always an important part of what we did. And we've really, with Bob Wankel's leadership as chair of our Housing Development Corporation, we're really building a great deal of affordable housing around the country, especially right now in Los Angeles and New York and New Jersey. It's also incredible how the entertainment community itself, from Paramount Global, formerly Viacom, to Netflix, all responded by helping us help people who, you know, worked in their companies and bring us content. And, you know, I've been thinking, I'm sure everyone has been thinking, what the pandemic, as terrible as it's been, and we just exceeded the million person mark of people who've passed away. But what it would have been like for all of us if we didn't have television to turn to or social media to turn to, you know, stay connected with one another. I love radio. We all love radio. And of course, no better way to listen to a baseball game, if you can't be there, to the game on the radio. So that's our future. We're continuing to build this digital platform. We're not going to open offices in all 50 states. What we're going to do is have a digital presence in all 50 states. If you're working in Atlanta at Tyler Perry's, you know, studios, there's going to be a presence for the Entertainment Community Fund for you, so you can turn to us for help. There's going to be a library of information that you can turn to, you know, if you want, you know, how do I find affordable housing or health insurance? You're going to be able to go to our website and get that information delivered delivered by professionals who understand the topics, but also voiced by wonderful people in our community who know how to talk on radio, who know how to talk on stage, you know, and the message is going to be delivered very, very well, so that those everyone who keep our culture alive will have, you know, have a way to get help.
Well, Joe, thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for bringing Mr. Stokes Mitchell to our first broadcast for Broadway. Man, what a night that was. I still have flashbacks to that and think, you know, that was kind of one of the best nights ever in radio. But we just are so grateful for all that you're doing. If people want to be in touch, where do they go? How do they get a hold of you?
They can still go to actorsfund.org on the website, or they can go to entertainmentcommunity.org, Entertainment Community. And we're sending out a lot of information. A lot of it's being posted. We have a wonderful communications and advertising campaign that's out there. If you're in Times Square tonight on a Friday night, you'll look up and you'll see us digitally, you know, on most of the digital platforms. And we're planning a lot more, because it is, as Christine said, a mouthful, but it does reflect who we are and, you know, and what we do. And we're
that's
very proud.
Entertainment, right? You got to keep it in mind that is entertainment. And we are, you know, the entertainment capital. We might be the Broadway capital, but we're also the entertainment capital, I think.
We'll take it all. That's it. All right. Hey, Joe, thank you so much. Joe Benicasa. And again, you can still go to the actorsfund.org or entertainmentcommunity.org and find those resources. Coming right back, there's some big band in your future.
Take care, Joe. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Holland Christian Home is a Christian home for seniors, a place that will treat your loved one with kindness and respect. Located conveniently in North Hailden, New Jersey, Holland Christian Home is filled with fun activities, delicious meals, medical care, and more. Founded more than 125 years ago, Holland Christian Home provides for the physical, social, and various needs of the seniors they care for. HCHNJ.org is where they are online, or call Charlotte at 973-807-3245.
You'll have the great peace of mind that comes from knowing that your mom or dad, aunt or uncle, friends or loved ones are in a warm and loving community. They have daily chapel services. HCHNJ.com or call 973-807-3245 and tell Charlotte that Kevin said hello. HCHNJ.org or 973-807-3245. Holland Christian Home. Ask for Charlotte.
Public education has gone off the rails.
It's the most important domestic issue facing America today.
Critical race theory is dividing our children in ways that are unacceptable.
They're teaching these kids X-rated sex acts.
Our teachers are bullied. Parents are being shut out.
Less than one-third of America's school children are proficient in anything.
How do we empower parents to restore American values and get our public schools back on track?
You cannot use racism to eradicate racism.
Don't miss the powerful new movie, Whose Children Are They? Exposing the dark side of our public school system and how we can stop the overreaching liberal regime to take our schools back. Whose Children Are They? Available now at salemnow.com.
Whose Children Are They?
Whose Children Are They?
Whose Children Are They? Available now at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Go to PureTalk.com, then enter promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's PureTalk.com, promo code HALFOFF.
Relief Factor. Pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. But not just me, people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those two words, pain-free. That should be you. That could be you. Find out today by ordering the three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you Dr. G's guarantee by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you.
If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you, too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Tonight at 7.
Always go, don't know where. Always showing I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile. All alone, I'm running wild.
And now, from New York, Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, thank you, Lonnie Perkins. Always love the music of the Hot Sardines, which is our house band here at Radio Night Live. And I'm thankful that we get to enjoy some great music from time to time with our guests as well. Christine, people may remember that just a few months ago you introduced us to Vince Giordano and the incredible artistry of his group and what they did at Bond 45. Well, in keeping with Bond 45's commitment to excellence, we have something very exciting to announce tonight. I give you the honors.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Kevin McCullough. Yes, it is fantastic. Bond 45 has really just been wonderful about introducing New Yorkers, visitors alike, to this amazing big band era. Now we're going more big band than the 20s and the swing. So I want to introduce a new good friend to Radio Night Live. Welcome, George G. And your swing orchestra, known as the Make Believe Ballroom Orchestra, which will start appearing right this Monday night from 8 to 11 p.m., Monday, May 16th. Doors will open at 7:30. So, George G., welcome.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm very happy to be here to spread the gospel of big band swing to all your listeners out there at Radio Land.
Well, George, you got two followers right here. We both love big band. We both love swing. We both love this era. I think like we may have been born at a wrong time, Kevin. I don't know about you.
I know that I was. There's no doubt about it. I am not of this era, but that's just me. George, in all honesty, when I was reading through your background, when I got to your college days and saw that your station manager, you were in campus radio, which radio veteran, you know, that went to school, we were on the campus station at some point in time. But he actually asked you if you would mind interviewing Count Basie. And your show was all built around big band. And you got to tell me the story of what that was like for you, because I imagine that was lightning in a bottle.
It was an amazing opportunity for a youngster. Because literally, I was a teenager at that time when I first had the opportunity to interview the great Count Basie for my college radio station, WRCT. And meeting jazz royalty was so inspirational to me. And we actually had a 15, 20-minute time period, Kevin, that it was just me and Basie in the dressing room, mano a mano, me asking kind of stupid jazz teenage questions, and Mr. Basie being the gentleman and jazz royalty that he emoted, for sure. It was amazing. And it really was the start of a beautiful relationship.
Well, and from there, your actual first go at the Make Believe Ballroom Orchestra came about. You got 17 players starting to gather together the next day. Talk about that.
I'm proud to say that I have radio broadcasts in my blood also, because being a DJ there, I DJed a show featuring big band music during that punk era of the 70s. And the big band show was called Make Believe Ballroom, which naturally was the next step, was creating real big band, the Make Believe Ballroom Orchestra. And I'm really happy to say that on Monday at Bond 45 in Times Square, following the steps of, you know, that Vince and his band set with the foundation of making that into a great jazz room, we're bringing that whole swing era big band sound of the Make Believe Ballroom Orchestra this Monday at Bond 45. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a quintessential New York City musical experience.
Speaking of New York City experiences, George G is with us tonight. George, you grew up in New York. You went to Stuyvesant High School. That's where it all began. You had a jazz band at Stuyvesant, right? Tell us about that. And then you're also playing at Lincoln Center at Midsummer Night Swing. So this is Mr. New York.
Well, I'm a proud New Yorker, true blue New Yorker. And, I went to high school in New York at Stuyvesant. And I always, I actually went to, when I went to Pittsburgh to go to college, where I started my first band, and that was kind of a smart school also. I went to Carnegie Mellon University. So I like to joke that before my big band career, I used to be smart, and now I became a big band leader.
Did you study music?
That's a loaded question, and the answer is no. I actually studied mechanical engineering, and meeting Count Basie was the impetus that really set me towards that big band career. Like I say, this is year number 42, and I'm totally proud to not just bring the big band to Bond 45, but to also bring the moniker of the Make Believe Ballroom Orchestra, because that really is the cycle going completely around. I've been working with a smaller band, a 10-piece band at Swing 46 down the street, but now bringing the 15-piece big band to Bond 45 is going to be a great sound for dancing, dining, and just the whole music experience.
So sure. If you're just joining us, we just want you to know it's Monday and Tuesday nights, 8 to 11, starting this Monday, the 16th, and running continuously beyond that. George, I think as a musician, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this. But Basie, Ellington, Goodman, Calloway, who were you the biggest disciple of?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm a little, my answer would be a little biased, since after meeting Mr. Basie for that interview, I developed a relationship with him for the last 4 or 5 years of his life. And he really, really, truly encouraged me, not just in the art of the big band, but it just character study and being a good human being. And there's no doubt, hands down, that I love all the great big bands, like you mentioned, Lionel Hampton, Duke Ellington, Cab Calloway, Benny Goodman. You know, but Count Basie is number one. But at bottom 45, to be honest, I have a vast repertoire of all the classic big bands from that era, all those band leaders. So, I of course, I'll have my share of Basie favorites, but being, you know, you can definitely be able to get in the mood over a whole different slew of big band classics.
Well, if you can't get in the mood when big band is playing, you're not human being. Okay, I made a mistake. I said Monday and Tuesday nights. It's just Mondays. So we just immediately sold out Monday nights because now they thought they could go both. You have to go Mondays, so be there. George, we're out of time, but you've got to come back and see us again. And thank you so much for being with us tonight. And I will definitely make plans to join you soon. I can't wait to experience the make-believe ballroom.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you so much, folks. And we look forward to seeing you and all your listeners and dancers and music lovers out there at Bond 45.
All right. George G., thank you so much. It's Radio Night Live. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough and Todd Chapman. So glad to be able to talk to you today about why we are partnering with Food for the Poor at this radio station to help rush food to Ukrainian refugees. Call right now, 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673. You can go online to am970theanswer.com or call 855-919-4673. Todd Chapman.
If you have been watching, like so many of us have, the tragedy unfolding in Ukraine, and maybe you've said to yourself, wow, you know, it's just overwhelming. I want to make a difference, but I don't know even where to begin or what they need or how I could help provide it. We have the answer for you right now. Food. Food for the Poor is sending food to Ukrainian refugee families. And right now, food is already en route there, about 5 million meals in the pipeline as we speak. Many of these meals have already landed, but you can keep even more moving that direction. And by the way, these meals are going to be distributed by 3,500 pastors. We've got an amazing network of pastors that are trying to minister to these Ukrainian refugee families, but they can't do it without our help. I want to encourage you to be as generous as you can. Listen to this now. A gift of as little as $25 will send 100 meals to Ukraine. $25, 100 meals. The more you can give, the more meals you can send. It's 25 cents per meal, Kevin, to bless these families and give them the food they need.
As you heard Todd say, call right now, 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673. You can go online to am970theanswer.com or call 855-919-4673.
In November of 2020, the Democrats were up to no good. They were planning to pull off the greatest scheme of election fraud never before seen. They didn't think we would catch them, but we did. Find out what they did and how they did it in the new documentary film called 2,000 Mules, directed and narrated by renowned filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza and executive produced by Salem Media Group with research from TrueTheVote.org. 2,000 Mules tells the story of the ones who tried to hijack a presidential election. You'll see the actual video surveillance tapes. You'll see how we tracked their cell phones, box after box, as they get paid to carry out this illegal scheme. Watch the movie and decide for yourself. Attend a limited release premiere of 2,000 Mules on May 2nd or May 4th. Check your local listings and get your tickets today at 2000mules.com. That's the number 2000mules.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
I'm just going to predict that that little muted trumpet you heard there, I bet you're going to get some of that at Bond 45 on Monday nights when they pull out the Count Basie and everything else. George G., man, Christine, thank you so much for inviting George to be with us tonight. I am so, not to be funny, jazzed about this.
Aw, gee, Kevin.
Oh, George, stop, please. Okay, here we go. Lots of tips for your weekend. We've got a bunch of fun stuff going on. How do they find it? Where do they go? What do they do?
Oh, my goodness, there is a lot. But I do want to give a shout out to the Ninth Avenue International Food Festival, which is a tradition in New York City since 1973. It's going to be on Saturday the 14th and Sunday the 15th, the NinthAvenueFoodFestival.com. It's from 42nd to 57th Street in Hell's Kitchen. And it's closed to car traffic, so you can walk around and enjoy the scents, the smells, the sights, and the tastes. It's just amazing. Also, if you're looking for a Ranger game, and my goodness, that could be exciting, go to Versa, watch the Rangers. They're over at 218 West 35th Street. They got a lovely indoor and outdoor space. So check out VersaNYC.com. The Yankees are away. The Mets are home. And I know we talk a lot about Broadway, but tonight I want to give you a tip about $20 tickets to off-Broadway shows. It started on May 9th, and it's going through May 29th. So it's for 20 nights. You can get $20 tickets as part of the 2020 promotion. All you need to do is go on their website, 20@20.com, and then pick which show you want to go. You got to go to the box office, physically at the box office with a $20 bill. And if you're there 20 minutes before, they're going to get Jeff a ticket for $20. And they got some really fun shows. The play that goes so horribly wrong, it's hilarious. The Gazillion Bubble Show is a lot of fun for families. Friends, the musical parody, Drunk Shakespeare, Colorblind. I mean, they got some really great shows. Some of them are right in the Broadway district, even though they're off Broadway, they're smaller, but you're going to see some amazing talent, some amazing acting, and you're going to have a great time, and it will not break your budget.
Yeah.
So check it out, 20 at 20 promotion. And there's always Broadway, okay? And you can always go to the TKTS booth, but we also want to support all theater. So check this one out.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Kevin, what are you doing this weekend?
We have a birthday party for the little baby girl, and we've got some Taekwondo for the boys. And, you know, it's the nice weather. We're finally getting good weather, so I think we're going to maybe play a little baseball in the park, too.
That's good. I want to give a shout out to my Twinkies, Samantha and Lucas, for making their confirmation.
Nice.
Tonight, you know, it's a big night for them. So we're really proud of them. And you did it, guys. No more CCD after this.
Well, you know, is that the idea, though? I mean,
no,
okay, maybe no more CCD, but yeah. But
waking up super early on Sunday mornings. Now they're going to have to wake up not so early, but you're going to have to go to mass. So
that's it. Well, congrats to them and to you. I know that faith is important, and it's good to see the next generation embracing God. Always a good thing. Friends, that's it. What a busy week. What a great time. We're going to be back Monday talking financial stuff, obviously, with Hillary Kramer. And if you're so inclined, join me Saturday night, Salem News Channel, salemnewschannel.com, or download the apps, Radio Night Live, the OG. We will see you then. Have a great one.